inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years...
many years of yakking each other.
We're here to yak at you.
Sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
Yes, we are on time.
It's an actual week.
Well, on time-ish. It's a week later, so...
Well, it's a week later.
Is it a week later?
Yeah, okay. We did last Sunday.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
That's not what we were shooting for, but it seems to be...
Yeah, we did last Sunday.
Anyways, either way, it's a week, so close enough.
Yes, it is.
Hope everyone had a good one, or at least a tolerable one.
As tolerable as can be, considering the current...
Everything,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's the only way to put it.
Current everything.
Anyways.
All right, I guess we're here to talk about things. I mean,
things as, in general.
That's the whole yakking, premise
which,
of the show.
By the way, you know, we're here to yak, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't listened to that actual intro in quite a while, and I actually paid attention this time, and when they did the yakking thing, oh my God, I got the giggle so bad I could not. I wanted to just laugh, but I know we're recording. I'm like, okay, don't do it. Compose yourself. I can do it. It was just so funny actually focusing and listening to it, like focusing wise.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm off topic. Go.
Okay. So we do have an update from previous stories that I've covered at least once or twice.
At least. And we like follow-ups because it feels like you get the whole kit and caboodle.
Yes. This is about the Montana Christ is King Bill and the Ten Commandments Bill.
Right. Which we promise we do not just talk about Montana. It's just,
I know, just
it happens to be what's going on in other states as well. And we happen to find the follow-up story. So just bear with us.
Well, both bills failed this week.
As we love to hear.
And I am actually happy for the reason they failed.
Okay.
Right? It's because they failed to make the deadline transmittal to make it to the floor.
Yeah, but if that sounds hop-out fail. And, I mean, fail is a fail. That's good.
And that's why I'm happy, because it exposes the hypocrisy of the people that made those bills.
Oh, okay.
So
I suppose
they want it for political grandstanding.
Oh, meaning, yeah, we went through the motions. Look what we tried and it failed. Oh, woe is us. Okay, move on.
So they, I believe they intentionally didn't transmit it.
Right, right.
That's not a clerical error. That's not, oops, I forgot to transmit my bill, right?
Right.
That's, I'm not transmitting the bill because I don't want to actually have votes on it.
Right, right.
Like I said, political grandstanding.
Right, just to say that, like all those other Republican states and whatnot, we tried to do what kind of sort of what they're pushing for them to do, and yet still not have it pass, but said we went through the motions just to check off that box kind of thing. Gotcha.
So it's infuriating, but it also leads us into their mindset that they don't actually care about governing. They care about getting reelected.
Oh yeah, that's most of the time that's all they care about, truly. It's just, And honestly, it doesn't matter if they just started like 5 minutes ago, they're already thinking about re-election.
Oh,
you know? Instead of getting things that matter done, which is the sole purpose of taking that flipping position.
Yeah, you're supposed to do things.
I mean, get stuff done. That's why you were elected to go there.
Yeah. We didn't know.
By they some weren't, or others.
Yeah. Unless that's what they want them to get done.
I
Which
doubt
no
that
sense.
Even your most normal Republicans, even, you know, sitting around here in Montana, they do want stuff to get done for them. I mean, they're not just, okay, not all of them, but for the most part, your normal ones, I suppose, do want them to get in there and do stuff. Now, whether that's, you know, your idea of getting stuff done or their idea of what gets done.
Right.
But they want them in there to get stuff done.
Right.
Whatever that may be.
So stop pushing these ridiculous.
Unconstitutional. Waste of our time.
Right. And do something useful. Like focus on taxes. Focus on healthcare.
Things that matter to the everyday person.
Right.
Who's struggling.
Not who is the religious king of Montana.
Right. Regardless of what your party is, you struggle just the same as your next neighbor next to you.
That is correct.
So get the important stuff done. Do something that actually makes a difference, which I don't understand. You know, if they actually did something like that, they would actually get more praise.
Right.
So it's kind of, it's, I don't know. It just seems like stupidly logical that when they do something like that, that actually gets them the praise that they want right. in the first place. So freaking do it.
Yeah.
It just makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, to me, it's kind of like that logical economics 101. You lower your prices, people buy more than they originally planned on spending right. in the first place.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. You know, go out and do stuff that, you know, actually
makes a difference.
Makes a splash, you know, right. and gets people's attention because you went and did something. And, you know, that gets you praises, AKA gets you reelected.
Right.
So,
well, you know, in today's political environment, all you got to do is kiss Trump or Dink's ass to get reelected. No one cares about anything else anymore.
I know. Nobody's getting anything done because that's all they're busy doing. And right. they can say one thing, the complete opposite on how much they hate him one minute. And then the next minute, if they want something out of it, they're up his butt.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Speaking of being up Trump or Dink's butt. Uh-huh. Let's talk about our next story.
Okay.
On January 28th, Representative Luna of Florida introduced a bill that would put Trumperdink on Mount Rushmore.
Like his face on Mount Rushmore. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
Ms. Luna introduced the following bill, which was referred to committee. Bill to direct the Secretary of Interior to arrange for the carving of a figure of President Donald J. Trump on Mount Rushmore National Memorial. And section 1, addition of President Trump, the Secretary of Interior acting through the DI6 director, sorry, I don't know what that said, the Director of National Park Service shall arrange for the carving of the figure of President Donald J. Trump on Mount Rushmore. It is currently sitting in the Natural Resources Committee.
So they're serious.
It's a bill that someone actually introduced. To get him on Mount Rushmore.
That has been kind of going through the wire anyways, just like BuzzFeed of it here and there.
Yeah.
This is the reality of let's see if we can make this work, right? Is that the plan?
Well, the reason I brought this up today, and you know, I don't think we talked about it before. We may have. I didn't check.
I don't remember.
But I don't remember talking about this before. But today, a picture circulating that came out of Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, you have to post this. You'll post this,
I'll
right?
post this okay. in the show notes.
Because I'm looking at it.
It is a gold statue of Mount Rushmore with Trumperdink added to the right side. His full
head. You could see cheek to cheek. I mean, it's a whole, he gets the end, so you see all three sides kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. And he's looking straight forward, so you have to see all three sides. So unlike in this picture, so you see Washington, he's got a full face, but you only see one side of it.
Oh, touche. Right? He's at the end, so you kind of have to look directly at his face, yes. and then you can come from either side to see right. the whole kit and caboodle. Right.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Please tell me that's not real gold, right? They just like spray painted it.
It's probably
it or
gold.
But did you? You have to look at the smug face. Did you see the face? Also, why would they make it kind of frowny face? Did you notice that? It has like a frowny face.
That's his natural.
And actually, I wouldn't have recognized that as Trump, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, I'm not lying right now because.
Yeah. It's far too thin in the face. That's the problem.
Is that what it is? Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't. It's not orange enough, I guess. But it just
it's
doesn't.
It's not orange enough. It's freaking gold.
I don't care. Gold is not necessarily orange.
Yeah.
But no, I the fact that he's like more in the foreground than any of the other right. four presidents on there.
Right. He is overshadowing Lincoln.
He's also higher up. Did you
yeah,
notice that?
Yeah, he is higher up.
Uh-huh. He sits higher up.
Right.
God, the shamelessness.
Yeah.
I mean. And the hideousness. Could you imagine that being up there for real?
Yeah. Someone would
not to mention,
dynamite that thing.
Touche. Oh, my God. Would they ever. But so my question is, how long would it take to actually carve that in real?
It would take years.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Like, yeah, it would take years.
Longer than his presidency, say?
And there's not even really room for him up there.
Yeah.
The mountain's not big enough.
Yeah.
And
I haven't physically been there myself. As a matter of fact, that was when we traveled this summer, that was one of our stops.
Right. But it's just not big enough to add him on. They would have to add on rock or concrete or something to make it look like this.
I'm surprised he doesn't have a statue of himself outside Mar-a-Lago something. Oh, or does he?
I don't know. Never been there.
Nor do I plan on it. But seriously, I mean, he's so narcissistic. They need a new definition for it.
Well, it's going to become the Trump. Trump narcissistic disorder or something, I don't know.
Yeah, there needs to be a new definition for narcissistic.
Yeah.
That at his level. Because, yeah, and
they need to name it after him, by the way.
Yeah.
While he's alive. Yes, absolutely. Name the ultimate and narcissistic.
He sees that as a compliment. You don't get it.
That's fine.
No, no, it's not. It's just feeding to that psychotic ego.
Here's why. Because it is a mental disorder.
Yes.
Right? And you will name a mental disorder after Trumperdink.
He still sees that as a compliment.
I don't care. It's enough of a burn that it doesn't matter what he sees it as.
Not to him, it's not.
No, but the rest of the world will see it. And he'll be, at some point, humiliated. But he doesn't understand.
No, he'll die before he ever figures that out.
That is true.
He's too narcissistic to ever figure it out.
That's true. Well, this is not the first time that he's displayed what's been dubbed as Mount Trumpmore.
Okay.
In 2021, a version was given to him by South Dakota Governor.
Really?
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. And it was seen in pictures in Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, so they wanted it then.
Yeah. So, South Dakota governor.
Hey,
the governor of South Dakota, where Mount Rushmore is, gave him a statue of Mount Rushmore with his face on it.
Oh my God. That's a terrible
idea. Guess
where
she is now?
Up his butt as we speak.
Department of Homeland Security director.
Oh, hey. See, it worked.
Yeah, it did work.
So now it's even farther up his ass.
Yes.
Correct. Here's the problem with that scenario. They tried then, right?
Right. Well, they didn't really try then.
They just...
It was...
suggested.
Yeah,
Here's the problem, though. He's like off the rails crazy how he was back then. And now he has all three branches. So, you know, fire up that dynamite and chisels and whatnot because that's what he's going to start demanding.
Like I said, I don't think it can be done.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't certainly get done in his.
Considering he's cutting.
During his presidency.
Yeah, he's cutting all the funding. So who's going to pay for it?
Oh, yeah. Who's going to pay for it? Who do the work? Oh, no. I know. They'll volunteer the funds or their work or we'll do it for free or, some bullshit like that.
Yeah.
Because we love you so much, Trump. We'll do it for you because you're God. You're our Jesus. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's never going to end. It hasn't been very long and yet it feels like.
We're
decades.
We're like not even 60 days in.
I know. And it literally feels like decades. I mean, exhausting decades.
I can't even remember what it was like before Trump. I really can't.
Well, if you think about it, it's been nonstop him since 2015.
That is true.
I mean, as far as being in the political set, for me, it's been since the 80s. But
it was longer. It was before that because he began the birther movement. Or he was really into the birther movement. Back in 2009, 2010.
Yeah, no, didn't pay attention. I don't remember.
I
then again, I have like no memory, so it doesn't happen.
But you remember the Obama birther movement, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, he was heavily into that.
See, I just need a refresher.
So that's really what kicked off his political career.
Oh, that's right.
His racism.
I forgot all about that. But a little refresher helps. But yeah, that's right. But he just needs to go away and stop having to talk about him and... It's like, what was it between, like, why Biden, I think, was president? I remember, like, shortly after Biden got elected, you kept saying, I don't want to talk about him. I don't want to see him in the news, blah, blah, blah. He never went away even for those four years. He was always in the news one way or another.
Always. Yeah, that's why
they
need to
name him. And now it's just amplified.
They need to name a narcissistic disorder after him because he is a narcissistic disorder.
Yeah, he literally, I'm not even exaggerating when I say he is... beyond the definition of a narcissist. There needs to be something new come up.
It used to be called egomaniac.
Oh, okay.
Right, but I don't think even that covers it.
No, it's like he does... So an egomaniac to me is someone who kind of knows they're being an ass. They're an egotistical ass.
Yeah.
He doesn't really even know it.
Yeah.
It's just in his DNA.
Yeah.
He doesn't have an empathetic bone in his body at the same time that he needs all this attention. And it doesn't even come to his thought process that he's actually a narcissist.
I know.
He doesn't grasp the concept.
No, he doesn't.
Which makes him the ultimate narcissist, which is why there needs to be a new definition for his level of it.
His style, yes.
Anyways, we need to move on.
Okay, let's move on.
Yes, please.
Let's talk about recent town halls by the GOP, or lack thereof.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
They're slowly going away.
Right. So, in a recent town hall hosted by Representative Chuck Edwards of Asheville, North Carolina,
No.
There was a heated confrontation between Congressman and his constituents, particularly over the budget cuts by DOGE.
Oh, I will not call it that, but continue.
Among attendees was Jay Carey, a 50-year-old retired disabled veteran.
Right, because this affected the veterans as well.
Yes, who was escorted out of the event after passionately voicing his frustrations.
What is with that?
I don't know.
I mean, they disagree, out you go.
He criticized Edwards for not doing enough to support veterans, especially in light of proposed cuts to the Department of Veteran Affairs, which could result in significant layoffs.
It's like, along with everything else that are seeing significant layoffs.
And he was pretty angry. Here, have a listen.
Fuck you! You don't get to do this! You need to stand up for us! You need to do what we need to speak in the fucking day! You don't get to do this!
Okay. So there's a few things going on. Well, you're not seeing the video.
You need to like also translate some of what was said just in case. There's a
The lot first of thing that came up was, if I heard it correctly, Carey said, fuck you.
I thought I heard
that. Yes. He said, you're not standing up for what you're supposed to be doing. Right? He's talking about how they're not supporting veterans.
Right.
Right? By gutting the Department of Veteran Affairs, which is already a mess. Every veteran I talk to hates the VA.
Oh, yeah. Right? I hear it all the time.
But cutting the budget's not going to make it any better. It's going to make it worse.
By fold worse. Yeah.
Yep.
It's just, having met a few veterans and whatnot, it's already a pretty sad state as it is. And then this crap.
Yeah.
It's just, there's no shame. There's no end. There's nothing. There's no empathy. I know I refer to that again and again, but my God, put yourself in someone else's fucking shoes once in your life.
So as he was yelling this as he was being escorted. So there's stuff that happened before this that I don't have.
Oh, he was being escorted at that time?
He was being escorted at this time. This is what he was saying as he was being pushed out the door. See,
that's
and the sad part is people are clapping. I
heard that.
It feels like they're clapping for him being removed.
Oh, I thought maybe they were clapping for what he was saying.
I don't think
then
so.
Again,
this is a pretty Republican area.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Asheville they're pretty liberal there too.
Yeah. So
it's a little
so,
weird.
I don't know.
And then you heard someone else yelling, what about free speech?
Oh,
right. So someone's standing up for him because he's trying to talk to his congressman.
Right.
And then the congressman goes out and saying, I value everybody's opinion, basically.
No.
But he doesn't because he's having him removed.
But that's how it is at all these town halls. They have an opinion that's not with theirs. Out you go.
Right.
So there is no free speech. That's going away very quickly.
Right. And I've got another one. This doesn't have any audio. But in Caribous County, which I forgot where that was. I didn't write it down.
Shame on you.
Rick and Nancy Hofforth were removed from a separate event hosted by Representative Brian Echevarria.
Echevarria? Not sure if that's how you pronounce it.
Probably not. I probably butchered that. But
yep,
honestly,
continue.
I don't care.
Anyways.
A retired pastor and a retired public school teacher attended what they believed to be a public meeting to discuss the legislative issues. They were asked to leave after being questioned about their political affiliation.
Can you do that?
Well, the event flyer didn't specify it was private, and they later expressed their disappointment, stating they only wanted to engage in civil discourse about issues like property taxes and education.
Right.
So the problem is it wasn't advertised as an invitation only or a private event.
It was just announced, come to this.
Right. Okay. And so we have, as citizens, rights to address the government.
Your representative.
Where the grievance is. It's First Amendment stuff.
That's out the window, don't you know that?
It literally says to address our grievances with the government.
Yeah. No, Constitution means nothing.
Apparently. So it's free speech, grievances, all the things that the First Amendment talks about is going away.
Yep.
And the problem is, weirdly enough, that you can't convince Republicans and weirdo gun nuts about this. But the First Amendment protects the Second Amendment.
Right.
Because if you don't have freedom of speech, you can't defend your right to bear arms with anything except your arms.
Right.
Right. And that's not the best way to do that.
No, not in the least. Right?
So
that's why being able to speak up keeps it peaceful.
There is a reason it's the First Amendment.
Uh-huh.
And that's why, because it is, to me, the most important amendment.
having your voice.
Have everybody having their voice.
Right, that's what I mean.
It's all about, because at the time, you couldn't speak up against the king.
That's correct.
You were not allowed to.
No, very much so.
So.
Although, we're kind of going ass backwards now.
We are.
Uh-huh. We're slowly doing away with everything over the past 250 years. Right.
The DOJ is targeting law firms who went up against Trumperdink when he wasn't president.
Yep.
They're
literally erasing everything this country was founded on.
Right.
Everything.
They're kicking the press out of the Oval Office.
Right. And regardless of your party, it does not matter. The Constitution should always be upheld, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, or nada. It absolutely should be upheld for everyone. And if you are a true American, then the Constitution comes first. Right. However, those who, like Trumperdink, who, you know, and all his minions, who say they're so, you know, America first and all this other bullshit word salad, is the opposite of what America stands for,
right,
and holding that sacred.
Right.
And any Republican that is in a position of power right now, as much as, you know, I was not in favor of Republicans, period, before, you know, the whole political Trump party came to be, now it's like, I miss those Republicans.
Yeah.
And any current Republicans who do stand up, yes, they, you know, are still Republican and conservative, but they withhold the Constitution and what it stands for. I applaud them. I applaud any of them who have the balls to stand up in this hellfire of a political environment right now.
So take Adam Kinzinger, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was a representative, very strong Republican, right?
Mm-hmm.
In normal times, we would have been all over
him,
yeah, right?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. He's like, he's anti-abortion. He's pro-religion. He's all this stuff that we just dislike.
Disagree.
But
right,
he was on the January 6th committee. He ruined his political career by getting on that. Absolutely. He got primary.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about.
And to this day, he's still standing up against everything Trumperdink is doing, even though doing that ruined his political career.
Right. And sadly to say, that's what a lot of them are afraid of.
Right.
But you kind of got to, I don't know, I don't want to say choose. Because
you do have to choose.
That's what I mean. I want to say choose.
Right.
Because there's really not necessarily, especially when you're in that kind of a position, you're not necessarily going to get to keep both. You're going to have to pick. What is more important to you? Keeping your job, essentially, or upholding the Constitution and going down as the person who did the right thing to do.
Right.
In this crazy hellstorm fire that we're in, that is going to go down in the historical books as the most insane thing since having to start this in the first place for this country.
Right.
I mean, it's almost like having to do it all over again. Not as bad as that.
They're trying
but
to break
it. But it's getting close to that, depending on where we are by the end of this 4 years.
Right.
So, God, help us if we have to freaking do that. I mean, we all read about it in the school books in the history books of what they went through. If it comes to that with the whole war shit, and oh my God, I can't even imagine having to live through that. We have a lot stronger weapons than they did back then. So it's going to get real ugly if it gets
real fast,
way worse by the end of 4 years, because we're only into not even the half of the first year. So, holy shit.
Well, these weren't isolated incidents.
They never are.
So, Representative Mark Alford in Missouri had a town hall in Kansas City where he faced an angry crowd while defending federal workforce reductions. Again, DOGE. Everybody's more pissed about DOGE than anything else right now.
I noticed that.
Right? When he suggested that, quote, God has a plan for laid off workers, someone shouted back, "We don't want your God."
Wow.
And the event became so heated, security had to enter.
Of course it did. Right? Because that they all have security now, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Then Representative Rich McCormick in Georgia, he was loudly booed for his controversial stance on children earning school lunches.
Earning school lunches. School lunches. Is that horse shit or what? Yeah, I remember
when he talked about that. It seems like disgusting. Last year, but it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I was going to say it wasn't that long ago.
He said that, you know, these kids that need school lunch can just go get a job.
And the reporter even said to him, we're talking elementary school children.
7-year-olds.
Yeah, and he kind of smirked it off. And
he still wanted kids to go get jobs.
Yeah, and I'm like, I forget what he said, but he kind of like tried to, he kind of smirked and kind of like changed the subject real quick.
Basically, he's saying he wants to bring back child labor.
Well, no. And not only that, I mean, just the thought of that is just batshit crazy. So also what I was thinking, the majority of the kids that do tend to use those programs are like your middle schoolers and down.
Yeah.
The ones that are old enough to get jobs don't generally use those programs. There's very few compared to the younger ages that do, because of several reasons. A, they're too young, obviously, to get a job. But B, they're still under the influence of their parents so much more than, say, a teenager is.
Right.
And they can't help themselves as much as, say, a teenager can, you know. Also, teenagers, you know, it just, they'll go find food wherever, whatever. Yeah. Little kids can't do that.
No, they can't do that. Well, this one, of course, ended up in heated discussions.
Of course.
And several attendees were escorted out.
That's the going theme.
Okay.
Then disagree, get kicked out.
Representative Roger Marshall of Kansas. He left the town hall early after being confronted with constituents upset over health care policy.
This is why they're not having as many town halls.
And now the Republican committee has told GOP folks to not have town halls.
So no one gets to speak their piece.
So now they're restricting your ability to address the government. To redress is what it's called. It's not address. It's redress the government with your grievances.
On what they stood for. Right. What they were supposed to be doing. Right. And that's exactly what I was just going to say. So now no longer can they hear what the people have to say about what's going on and blah, 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 blah. Well, because they obviously all know that they're going to get yelled at. So they don't even want to have them, period.
So here's the bigger, another issue, though. Because your other way to address them is to leave a voicemail.
Right.
They're not emptying their voicemail, so voicemail inboxes are full. So you can't leave a voicemail.
So you can't leave a voicemail. Right? That's interesting.
Emails. You can send them an email, but they don't have to let you know that they read your email. You can send them a letter.
Basically, you vote them in and they disappear and do what they want.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Hey, that sounds like our president.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's the point on the whole America's going ass backwards, is it's not just Trumperdink, it's everyone below him that's in a power seat.
Yeah.
Which is how the country burns and flames fast.
I agree.
Like a wildfire.
Yeah.
Because we're in the middle of it right now. It started basically when he got elected, and it's just blowing through right now.
It started when he came down that golden escalator. That's when it started. People began kissing his ass day one.
Yeah, and it's just right now we're where they're starting to get hurricane force winds getting involved with it.
Yes.
And it's a very scary thought when you stop and really think about it.
Yes.
But anyway.
Anyways, let's look at a controversial piece of legislation making the waves in Texas.
All righty.
It aims to ban non-human behavior in schools.
So just a little side note, FYI, when he was explaining to me this earlier, I'm like, wait, is he talking about the furries in school? I forgot that's not what they're called.
No, they are called furries.
Oh, are they?
You said fuzzies.
Oh, I said fuzzies?
You said fuzzies.
Did I really?
You did. You said fuzzies.
That's right, because I was thinking like little fuzzy animals.
Yes.
But yeah, because I was like, oh, you mean, and I meant that generally when I said it, because I was like, fuzzies. Oh, you mean the fuzzies.
I think it should be called the Fuzzies Act. All right. So,
but is that what that's pertaining to?
Yeah, it's called the Furries Act. They named it.
They
the
literally
Furries
called
Act.
It that. Yes. So, oh, that's funny.
The fuzzies. The phrase non-human behavior is kind of vague, right?
Indeed.
It does kind of lay that out. It talks about licking oneself, using collars and leashes, wearing fake ears, wearing fake hair, right?
Oh, so they want everyone, and you know, besides this, they just would rather everyone just wear uniforms.
Right. It also talks about not using litter boxes.
They don't.
Which is not a thing.
No, it's not. Stupid.
It talks about making animal noises. So I don't know how football teams are going to deal with that.
Well,
though.
I was going to say, all your sports teams, when
they get their, they bark and they...
What is their... you can tell I don't watch freaking sports. They starts with an M. Mascot, for sake.
It excludes mascots.
Oh, isn't convenient. Yes,
it excludes
mascots. Everyone just go around saying, well, actually, I'm just wearing a mascot. I mean, can't say no. They don't know.
So, it's kind of frustrating that they're using this. Uh-huh. It's a nothing. It never happened.
It's a waste of time.
It's a waste of time, right?
As many things they keep trying to pass.
But this one actually is a little more insane.
Okay.
Right? Because it's a stepping stone.
They're always
to banning
stones.
The next thing, uh-huh. Right? So
again, it'll come down to everyone just a uniform.
Right. So if we ban furries, mm-hmm. right, and no one puts up a fight.
I want to say fuzzies,
what's next? Emo kids? Are we going to start banning piercings in weird places?
Uh-huh.
Right?
No nose rings, no belly rings.
Right? And then what's next? Rainbows? No more rainbows?
AKA religious schools is where you're going, because all I'm getting is flashbacks of Catholic school. And
right.
You can't do this. You can't wear that. You can't do this to your body. You can't show that. You know, that's what it's the
right.
Bottom at the very end of the line is going to be.
Right.
Is, you know, where they dominate the rules of what you can, can't wear, and what you can and can't do on your body that's
visible. Right.
I mean, that's what it's leading to.
I am reasonably for some sort of dress code. Right,
light
dress code. Vulgar, right?
There's no need for vulgarity.
You can't have vulgarity. You can't have violence, right? I'm okay with that. Uh-huh. And hate speech. Those are three things
that
I'm like, okay, we can look at what those are and do something about that.
Right? Why can't they do a bill with that stuff?
They won't. Well, so this goes back to a thing that I've said, and I know we've talked about on this show some years ago about dress codes and how it's. Disproportionately informed.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that from my three daughters
right?
in high school, how that went. Yeah.
So girls can't wear tank tops, but boys can wear tank tops just fine.
Yep.
What's the difference?
And here's another sidestep of that. The tall, skinny, pretty, popular girl could wear whatever the fuck she wanted.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The girl who's, say, short, maybe not as pretty, she could wear the same thing that bitch over there is wearing, and yet... That one girl who isn't as pretty and popular and tall and blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
gets yelled at or taken aside and gets reprimanded because they're wearing this. And yet here goes the pretty, skinny, tall girl wearing the same fucking thing walking down the hall.
Yep.
She gets not a damn thing said to her.
Yep.
You know, those are the extra little side notes that go with that.
And that's where bills like this come in, right? They're discriminatory against mm-hmm. people, right?
And it's surpassing the whole, I was going to say fuzzies against shit, the furries issue. That's not what it's about.
No, it's not about furries. It's...
See, you almost tripped and said fuzzy. I saw it.
So they'll be known as fuzzies from here on out.
It'll work for me. Anyways, but that's it. Literally, this is not what this bill is about.
Right. So where do we draw the line on non-human behavior, right?
Yeah.
What is non-human?
And who gets to dictate what that means?
That's the problem. Who dictates what's non-human behavior?
I mean, seriously.
So what if somebody comes in with a hat with little pointy ears on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a hat.
Well, take some of the, like, for people who live in colder places, you know, you wear those beanies?
Yeah,
is
beanies.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Some of them have little, like, cow horns,
right.
Especially here in Montana, or little ears, or, you know, what name you.
So is that covered
is
under
that
this bill?
Considered non-human, even though they're just freaking wearing a hat?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Is it a hat? Is it
And what about
ears?
Like Halloween? How does it work with Halloween?
Well,
is that an exception?
I didn't see an exception in the bill for Halloween.
Well, that's my point. So
if someone dresses up like Yoda or puts on Yoda,
of course,
and that's another issue.
Of course,
it's not
you would
just,
go Yoda. I was just thinking.
It's not like, just fuzzies.
I was thinking the little six-year-old wearing a puppy outfit or a kitten outfit.
Well, it says non-human. Right?
Hello, cats, puppies, not human.
Let me just back for you.
Okay.
This bill is supposed to be about fuzzies and furries, right?
Yes.
So what happens when you have a Star Wars super fan who wants to dress up like Yoda?
It's non-human.
Right. And he wants to wear his Yoda ears.
Uh-huh.
But he's a super fan. He's not a furry, obviously.
Touché.
Right?
Okay.
Does this go against them? Can he not be a super fan?
Okay, because it is called the Furries Act, but it says non-human behavior. So how
Yoda
does that...
Yoda is not a human. So wearing Yoda ears.
But they want to ban human behavior.
Right, but it
and
specifically
here's the
calls
other part.
Out
it says
furry
behavior. It right. doesn't say Yoda behaves like a human.
No, he doesn't. I mean, he does.
Yeah, well, I was going to say sort of, kind of, but he does not. So.
Humanoid.
That's not behavior.
I know, I'm aware
so
of that.
So can you go in wearing a full-on kitty face, but you're not going to act like it? Does that count?
I don't know.
Because you're not behaving like a kitty. You just look like one.
Well, this bill
this
doesn't...
This is stupid. Why are we even talking about it this
because
long?
Because it's interesting.
It's stupid. But the importance of it overall is what it leads to.
Right.
That's
it's
what
not,
it's about.
Because this bill is unlikely to pass.
It's
another
so
one of those wasteful
stupid.
Bills.
Oh my God. All they do is wasteful shit. They're wasting our time. They're wasting our taxpayer dollars. Get some goddamn shit done. That because right now, there are a lot of freaking people out there that are hurting desperately.
Yes.
And it's just getting worse and worse for people. And they're trying to pass fucking furry bill. Are you kidding
Fuzzy
me?
Fuzzy bill.
Fuzzy. I finally get it right.
I know.
But yeah, no, it's all just, it's depressing.
You're not talking to somebody else around here, are you? You know, this is me. You remember me? George Bailey.
George Bailey.
Well, you said find a happy place.
Good, because I love the George Bailey stuff. We don't get it very often. And funny, I said find a happy place. You found a happy place.
I did. So... A recent House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee hearing became a flashpoint for a struggle for transgender rights and representation in Congress. Right,
that's
this incident, this
lately.
Began when Republican Representative Keith Sell, chairing the session, misgendered Representative Sarah McBride.
Purpose.
Okay, and I'm going to play that whole.
Okay.
Is the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, it's a. We have set the standard on the floor of the House, and I'm simply.
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman?
Standard,
would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America, please?
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency? I've come to know you a little bit, but this is not decent.
We will continue this hearing.
You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
This hearing is adjourned.
I think that is amazeballs.
Yes.
Because you don't get to see that very often.
No.
Especially on the floor.
So that was... So let's break this
down.
Yeah,
we got to back up a little bit. Right,
so first off, Keith Self called Sarah McBride the... first and only transgender men, open transgender. There may be another one. I don't know. But he called her Mr. McBride.
Disgusting.
Which is disgusting. It's misgendering someone intentionally.
I'm trying to say on
right?
purpose.
And then Ms. McBride came back and just perfect. Just said, thank you, Madam Chair.
She didn't miss a damn step.
Like,
that was
well,
so smooth.
I feel like she expected it. And she
oh,
had.
Oh, okay.
It just the way that.
That
it came out, she knew it was going to happen.
It was so smooth and just right on and kept going and just kept it professional. I thought it was fantastic. And then the other guy was the one that took the place.
And that was Democratic Representative Bill Keating.
Okay.
He stepped in and demanded that Self properly address McBride.
Correct.
Right.
Which he did not, and he did it again on
right.
purpose.
Right. So, yeah, he did it again. He said the standard on the House floor.
Right. I caught that as well, which the standard is he or she, Mr., Mrs.
Male or female,
Ms.
right?
Right, exactly.
It's in the rule.
Book, right, okay. Right? But that was all it took. Just Miss So-and-so.
Yeah.
Miss McBride. So it wasn't like... they were asking for anything that's outside of the norm. It's just simple. I do understand why he is doing it intentionally and has a problem with it. But could you not just be professional
right.
and respective of others? It blows my mind how people have such an issue of what other people do with their own personal selves.
Right.
What the hell? It's not your person. You have your own person. Deal with yourself.
Yep.
Anyways, I'm ranting again.
This isn't, we'll get a little more into what,
okay.
But this isn't an isolated incident.
No, not in the least, unfortunately, yes.
Earlier this year, she was referred to as a gentleman from Delaware.
I don't know which was worse.
She's obviously not a gentleman.
Obviously, right? But she's, just to, that one takes longer to say, so.
That's intentional again.
Oh, it's all intentional, but that's what I'm saying. They're intentionally doing this on purpose.
Right.
And that's redundant.
But I love that she doesn't miss a beat.
No,
she just moves on.
She moves on. She doesn't, you know, they're trying to get an arousal out of her, and she's not letting them
right.
get to her. She keeps it professional.
She's doing her job.
That's what the vote for her was for. Get something done. Work on this. Keep it professional. Keep it going. Don't feed into their hatred, and just do what you're there for, which... Why the fuck can't they do what the hell they're there for?
Right. They're not there to misgender someone.
But anyways, we're supposed to be talking about the Potter. The bad guy is the Potter.
Right.
But Bailey. It's all about the good
right.
for me today.
He stood up to the chair. He's the
correct.
Basically the ranking Democratic member.
Okay.
So he's the highest Democratic subcommittee.
Okay, gotcha.
And he said, no, you're not going to. Basically, we need repeat that. Right, he called him out.
He
said,
gave
repeat
him
it.
A chance.
He gave him a chance to fix it, right?
Uh-huh.
And he could have said, "Yeah, I accidentally gender, right?"
Or no, you're right. I need to use the correct,
right.
you know,
right? Because the house rule is male and female, right?
Uh-huh.
Obviously, you can use the word "miss" with her. She is mm-hmm. identifying as female. It's not like he's trying to have you say they, them, or
which. Anytime that...
Which is still wrong that he wouldn't
that
do
they
it.
Right, that they should be allowed to do that as well. But at the moment, but it's only allowed male and male.
Calling her preferred pronouns...
So she's sticking with the rules was my point.
Right, is well within the rules that are stated.
Exactly.
Right, it's male or female. She's
it's
identifying
not a big
as
deal.
Female.
But instead, they're doing this kind of crap, wasting time. And then he gets confronted about try that again, essentially.
Right.
You know, fix yourself. And then when he doesn't, that's when, what was his name?
Keating.
He got really pissed
got
off.
Angry.
I mean, you could hear the
yeah,
tone
and
in him.
He was like, this is wrong.
This is
you
bullshit.
Cannot address a duly elected member of Congress this way.
No. And it's disrespectful to the seat that he holds and that she holds.
Right.
I mean, they're there to get things done.
Right.
And they're wasting time. And then Mr. What was the bad guy name?
Self.
Really?
Self. Yeah.
That's kind of ironic. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyways, Mr. Self continues to do this. And then when he gets confronted about it, you notice he got really like flustered because
mm-hmm. Keating.
Keating. This is terrible. He kept on it. He didn't just let it go. And then Mr. Self just started getting like really flustered and tripping
right.
on himself. And then in the very end, when he is just too like not wanting to deal with this anymore, his way of solving it is... Everyone's dismissed. We get nothing done.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm going to run away.
So I don't have to confront anyone about this. And here's the, correct me if I'm wrong, part of the problem with wasting our time, they only get together every 2 years.
No, this is...
This isn't one of those?
This isn't Montana.
Okay.
This is our Congress in D.C.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That
National
was even more
Congress.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Really?
National Congress.
Oh, God. What a waste of time.
Yeah. So instead of doing something useful.
Now he demands, okay, we're done. We're out of here because I'm embarrassed and I'm not going to stay here.
Right.
We're out.
Right.
And so they just wasted time and got nothing.
Yep. And then everybody just got up and was, I wanted Keating to be the Bailey Award winner because I have not seen a whole lot of people standing up.
No.
For this sort of action.
Especially on the national
right.
level.
And you just don't see it.
No, and absolute kudos to him because there is no place for it. Not only is there no place for not addressing someone as they choose to be addressed, but pulling a stunt like that when you are there to get work
right.
done. The people hired you to get things done, whether it's for Mr. Self or it's for McBride.
Yes.
So every one of them are there by their own consent. To get something done, and he's pulling this stunt.
Yep.
I don't think he saw it coming, though, which is why he was, if you listen, he was so flabbergasted.
Yep,
he didn't know what to say.
He didn't expect any pushback.
I think that's why
and
he said,
that's what
we're
we
out.
Need to do. That's what our government officials need to do.
Right.
Is push back against this bullshit.
Even if it means you're not going to get something done, because we're not getting shit done anyway, so
right.
what difference does it make? But if more people would stand up like this and let it be known, it would get a larger voice, and people are unfortunately sheeple when it comes to having someone go first, you know?
Right.
They don't have that sturdiness, the braveness, the self-security to do it. They'll start doing it when more people do it, but it takes more voices doing it for other people to have
right.
the bravery. I don't even know if that's a word.
Well, it is now.
To do it, you know, to stand up.
And so... this action that he did is the epitome of the Bailey, right? He gets nothing from this.
No.
Right? It doesn't.
If anything, it may hurt him.
May hurt him, right?
It could.
But that's exactly what George Bailey did against Potter in the movie, right? He stood up against Potter even though he got nothing from it. And in fact, it was detrimental to him to stand up to Potter.
Yes, it was.
And that's what's going on here. He's standing up to a Potter. This guy should be a Potter Award winner, right?
Well, that's kind of where
I was debating on that.
Well, and that's kind of where when I accidentally said Potter initially, that was what was, I'm like, wait, we're not doing a Potter, because I thought we were like Pottering this guy. And I'm like, wait, we're Baileying the other guy.
Right. Yeah, this guy should have been a Potter.
Again, I'm making more words up. But yeah, I mean, you kind of had a double whammy for that one, honestly.
I
could have
run both. I've done that in the past.
Oh, have you?
Right.
That would have worked in this setting. And like I said, it happened often.
Right.
People need to stand up for other people, even if it's for a different situation. You know, just having people stand up for other people, no matter what the situation is, it carries.
Right.
And if more people would do it, then more people will do it. And that will get larger and louder. And maybe it can start overriding the shadow that's on, you know, the moment, I guess you could say. The way everyone is and behaving at the moment is pretty sad and disgusting, the way people behave towards each other.
Right.
So they need more voices like him to start standing up and being loud and happening more often.
I think with this show, I think we unintentionally made that the theme of this show.
What do you mean?
Well, standing up.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Because we talked about the people who were thrown out of GOP.
Correct.
Right.
Good point.
We talked about the fuzzies, right?
Yeah.
We need to stand up to defend them so it doesn't go any further.
Yeah, you're absolutely.
And now
right.
We've got this guy who stood up to.
You create a theme without even knowing you created a theme.
Usually when I have a theme show, I intend to create a theme.
Right.
But now I'm just doing it automatically.
Subconsciously.
I am.
But I like this one. This one is a better standing up, because if you don't, we die silently.
Right.
I mean, truly, everything dies silently.
Yeah.
At least die going loud.
Right.
I think that makes me a stand.
I want my congressman to have
absolutely
a town hall, right? And I want to go to that town hall so I can find out what's going on. What are you going to do about these things that are happening?
Exactly. Because we know. Because it also determines how people are going to handle the upcoming situations coming at them based on what they're going to do.
Right.
And I also believe town halls are important, and it's important to whether someone's speaking against something that you disagree with, the town hall should be the place that people get to speak their mind
right.
and everyone listens to both sides.
Right.
Just
but
shut
that's
up.
Not
listen.
What happens.
It doesn't matter. Just hear what both sides have to say. That's
right.
How it should be.
So the problem comes, and I understand a little bit of what's going on, is that the Republicans are attacking fundamental ideas that we have in this country. They are, it becomes very emotional because these things, like the vet, right?
Yeah.
It's very emotional for him because he is a vet.
Right.
And they're attacking things that he and his fellow vets need.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
So I understand that it's becoming heat.
Right.
I understand that it's becoming loud and it's becoming difficult.
Right. But at the same time, you think that your leaders that are in those positions have professionalism to let them say their piece and go sit down and not chicken out and run for the hills and say, okay, we're done. We're over. We're not going to continue this anymore.
And that's the problem, is that. And I've seen some of these others. I don't have them highlighted here, but I've seen others where the congressperson will just give some flippant answer when someone brings up a valid concern.
Right.
Like the one, actually, I do have one highlighted here. The one that said, it's all in God's plan, right?
Oh,
when they're talking about layoffs and stuff. It's like, well, God has a plan.
That's not an answer.
That's why people got pissed at him.
Because that's not an answer.
Not an answer.
They're there for answers.
So if someone brings up a valid concern and they bring it up in a civil manner, you know, someone's not just standing up and, you know, going straight to the fuck yous,
yeah,
right?
Right, yeah, right? All the F-bombs.
But they bring up a valid concern, reason, and then they don't get a reasonable answer.
Right.
Whether they, and it doesn't even matter if they like the, right? It's just, they don't get a reasonable response. They get dismissed, right? They get treated like they're not valid.
Exactly.
That question doesn't matter enough for me to actually answer. So I'm going to answer a disparate question.
So that makes them more heated.
Right. And it escalates because now this person's like, you didn't answer my question. I need you to answer. This guy's like, I'm not going to answer your question because I answered it in this way.
Right. And the people are there. The whole point of why they showed up in the first place is because they needed an answer to the question they had.
Right.
And they're not getting it.
And then the crowd gets involved. Because now you got people yelling at him saying, answer the question. Or they're yelling at this other guy saying, shut up and sit down.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right? So then you have all this tension that builds up.
Yep.
Right? And then it blows up.
Right.
And people get angry. They get loud. Right? They start hurling insults. And that's when security comes in.
Which is
because
ridiculous.
There wasn't a reasonable answer to the question. There wasn't a reasonable...
Even so, my point is, let's say they don't have an answer.
Right.
Why is it so hard to say, well, at this time, I can't answer that, but I'll look into it. You know, something political like that.
Right. And that most people are like, okay, that's not good enough.
Somewhat level.
Right.
But it explains they're admitting, okay, I don't have an answer, but I'll look into it.
Right.
Which means, okay, fine. He might not have the answer, but he's going to look into it, meaning he's going to do something
about it. What they're doing is they're invalidating the concerns.
Right. And by shutting these all down is even more so invalidating anyone's concerns.
Right.
Not giving a chance for anyone to speak.
Right.
How did we off topic on that?
I don't know.
We're supposed to be on Bailey. Well, how did we go sideways?
I don't know. Everything's Bailey.
Yeah. Technically, this whole episode is Bailey-ish.
Yeah. It's people standing up.
Yes.
That's the name of this episode. It's now the Bailey-ish episode.
Words left around. I don't know what the hell I'm with me. But yeah, I really think it needs to happen more often.
Yes. It
really does. We'll need to have the to just say what they want to say and don't be afraid.
Right. Now, I do understand there are some people who cannot, right?
There's circumstances, absolutely. Right?
So let's say you own a business.
Right.
That depends, and you live in an area that depends on you being apolitical, right?
Right. And your livelihood will squashed
right.
for it.
Right. Right. Or you fear there's violent repercussions.
Violence, that's
right?
true as well.
So there are situations right. where people should not speak up.
Right. And
but that's the situation where people who can speak up
should.
Absolutely should.
Right.
Right.
People who are in a position that can should.
Right. Which is why we do this show. Mm-hmm. Because we can do the show.
Right.
Within reason.
It might not be heard very loud and far, but maybe one day. But I really think if I was Congress, say, in one of their opinions, I just couldn't be the person who couldn't say anything. Like the way he stood up for her,
if I
wouldn't have hesitated.
If I were in public office and that's what I was there to do, you damn well better believe I'd be saying something because that's what I'm there for.
Right.
If it was just totally different than I work in my office. I'm not there to have a political opinion.
Right. This is what you're there for when you're in that position.
Right. In the office, I'm there to do a job. I'm going to do that job. I'm not going to talk politics. That's not what I do there.
Right.
But if my job is to make laws based on political stances, yes, I'm going
to
be talking about it.
To stand up for the people is your job.
Right.
So, absolutely. And, you know, and on a side note, even if you are in an office, say, position where you're there to do your office job, you're not there to talk politics, do your job, go home. When you're home, when you're on your own personal time, if you see a situation, you can speak up at that moment for that situation.
Right.
Like you run into a situation you see happening, you can stand up and say something at that point, help that person or do
right.
whatever. Like, you know, whatever, you know, someone picking on someone else and you can go and defend that. And those are the little tidbits, ways that you can make a difference, even though, say, professionally, you're not in a position to do
right.
so. You know, every little creaks and turns here and there, they all add up.
Right.
It does eventually make a difference. And the more people do that, it becomes the norm and the mass. And that is what makes the big splash, the big impact.
Right.
You know, even when you're in a position professionally that you can't do something like that,
right.
there's always those moments in your personal time that make the big difference.
You can send an email.
Yeah.
Right. That's pretty simple, mm-hmm. right? Or you can share a story.
And see, you're the good person with the, I'll go send an email to, or whatever.
I send lots of emails.
I'm the person when I see something in real life happening, I'm the one that, I'm going right over there and helping. This is ridiculous.
Well, no, I'll do that too.
No, I know, but I'm not the I know it's just email and it's not a techie thing to be email, but I want to say the techie aspect
yes,
of it.
Yes, I know.
You'll do stuff that way. I'm the more in person, you know, I see this person over here needing help. That's where I'm going. Or, you know, something that is just wrong happening, you know, out in a public place. And I'm not just going to walk by watching that happen.
No.
It's just little tiny things like that.
Yeah, it's just those tiny things that make a difference.
They do.
Every single one.
It really does make a difference. And the tiny things are what build up and you have a full beach full of sand.
Yep.
So it does matter. So
every tiny Bailey.
Exactly. Every Bailey matters.
All right. That's all the action I got for you this week.
I think that's so much of enough. That's not even English. But anyways, we're good. We're done. Next week.
Yep. We'll be back next.
See you next week. Have a good one.
We always like to hear your feedback or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrum.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!